playing the game on Friday. Friday morning fake news for you.
Fake news.
Friday morning fake news.
Fake,
all right. We're going to give you three news stories, Hank fans. Two of which actually factually things that have happened, true stories. And then the other, not so much. If you can tell us at 817-877-1921, which of the next following three news stories is not a true news story, you're going to Allison Krauss and Union Station. Simple like that. All right, very good. Prepared and prepped, do we have our three news stories?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the stories, we go to one Heather Lee. And story
number one.
You ready to go out and have some fun this weekend? Maybe a little too much? Well, have we got a gig for you? Casino.org is hiring a Las Vegas hangover food tester. The new employee will get a trip to Sin City, get to taste six of the town's wildest hangover meals, and a $2,500 salary. They'll be taking applications until June 12th. By the way, you may want to question your life choices if that sounds like it. Good opportunity.
Story number one.
Number two.
Are you worried about computers taking over in the future? Well, don't panic. It may be here sooner rather than later. Apple engineers working hard on a new feature that would let us control our devices with our brains rather than our fingers. It may be very convenient, but there is one little drawback. You'd have to get an implant into your head.
And then finally, Number three.
Graduation time almost here, KB. Time for pomp, circumstance, and senior pranks. This one has your name written all over it. Instead of teepeeing the principal's car, students actually brought some new friends to school. That would be their pet snakes. You guys that have boa constrictors, rat snakes, and more decided this would be a fabulous idea to scare the tar out of their math teachers. Much like the tank, however, the school has a strict no live animal policy.
There you go. But which one's the fake news story? You've heard all three, Hank fans, 817-877-1921, to quickly review. Story number one, casino.org is hiring out there for Vegas a hangover food tester.
Mm-hmm.
With $2,500 a year?
Or at least for a gig, a morning to Vegas.
All right. Story number two is computers are taking over, and Apple has a mind control feature that they are going to try to kickstart if they can implant a chip in your head.
Yeah, it's only going to hurt for a minute. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Or number three, the before graduation senior prank, where the kids brought pet snakes to school, and then hilarity ensued. We have our first up here. Good morning. Who's this for Friday Morning Fake News?
I'm Walter Wisnett.
Hello, Walter Wisnett. Boy, you sound like a literary character.
He's very perky.
That's right.
Do you live a great imaginary life where just crazy, wonderful Roald Dahl type things happen?
I'm crazy.
Okay, good.
Crazy. Where's Walter?
In Dublin, Texas.
Walter Winchell of Dublin? No. Walter in Dublin. All right, here we go, Walt. You're first up here, Friday Morning Fake News. You got first choice dibs. One, two, or three, which do you think is the fake news story?
I'd say three.
Three. No, that would be the graduation senior prank that they took the pet snakes to school. Why is everything about this week snakes? My gosh.
Good Lord.
I'm never going to sleep again.
I'm enough.
Never
going
to sleep again. You ever had a snake in your bedroom there, Walter?
Yes, sir. Kept rattlesnakes for a while.
See? Well, okay.
He kept them?
In a controlled environment.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
not just slithering around willy-nilly, though.
No, they're in cages.
Okay. All right. I might have to keep one of those in handy. So, pet snakes at school. Is it the fake news story, Heather Lee?
Walter is correct.
Hey! Good. You're just messing with me. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
But they did try to do the take your pet to school day, but it was with puppies.
Aww.
Which is I mean, like, if you want to leave a new puppy in my bedroom, that would be fine.
That would be a nice thing to wake up. A little confusing, but great to wake up to. All right. So, speaking of confusion, so that means that you can become a hangover food tester.
Yes. It's a job.
Yes.
$2,500.
Hey.
And you're going to eat fatty food.
That'd be good for me.
I think that's just called eating a Waffle House.
Yeah.
And then number two, Apple, soon you will be able to control Apple products with your brain.
For crying out loud. Oh, yes. What is going on there?
Yes, people that way nowadays.
Between us and Siri, then at least one of us will be thinking and always listening.
Always listening.
She knows. She knows what we're already thinking.
That doesn't find it anywhere else.
That's why I have ads for snake cages from Walter Land popping up all of a sudden here on my desktop.
That's very unfortunate.
Walter, you're going to Alice across the Union Station. That's Friday morning. Thank you.
Thank you.